It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to that care radio that that guy was just talking about. Care, happy to be with you on a January Saturday afternoon, snowing in Atchison, Kansas, but the Ravens are at Mount Mercy, Cedar Rapids. No snow on the ground there. And for the Benedictine guys, they're looking to continue what has become one win that becomes two in a row, and then maybe becomes a streak. And so the Ravens, after a good dub the other night, they're on the road here today at Mount Mercy. Public address announcer, when they're introducing the starters to a nice little crowd on hand. Not a big crowd, not a bad little crowd, though, for a Saturday afternoon. And let me share those starters with you. First of all, for Mount Mercy, under their eighth season, head coach Aaron Jennings. Mount Mercy coming into the game today, 3-10 on the season, and 2-7 in the conference. They're going to be starting Ryan Barkley. Barkley's a big cat. He's 6'7", inch junior, out of Decatur, Illinois. They're going to have Rusmir Hamchek, a 6'6" junior from Sarajevo, Bosnia. Anthony Horton Jr. Tony's out there, a 6-foot senior from Marion, Indiana. From Toddville, Iowa, 6'4" freshman Aiden Yamokowski. And finally, rounding out the starting group at 6'8", another big guy. That's a good-sized guy up here, Cameron Pearson. Cameron's a sophomore, and he's from Sioux City, Iowa, where he went to Siouxland Christian High School. So those are the starters for Mount Mercy tonight. For Benedictine, and the Ravens under 11th season head coach Brian Booty, coming into the game at 4-9 overall and 3-7 in the conference. You're going to see Preston Reynolds out there. Preston out of Shawnee Mission East High School in Leewood. He's a 6'5" sophomore. They have Amon Lewis, a 6'2" senior from Kansas City, Missouri. For the Ravens, from Lee Summit, is Bryson LaRue. He went to Lee Summit High School. He's a sophomore, 6'2", had a huge game the other night. Braden Belton, Andover Central guy, 6'1" senior. And then you go down to the front line where it's 6'8" junior Gino Corridori. Gino from Littleton, Colorado. Benedictine and the traveling black uniform. I like this uniform. It is just jet black jersey shorts with bright red lettering and trim. For Mount Mercy, I've never been fond of this uniform. It is a kind of a dove gray, okay, and with a dark blue lettering and trim. So that said, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball is up, tip of the way, and being controlled down by MMU. Mount Mercy with the ball. We're underway in the guys' game. Quick three. Watch. Oh, it's way short. And we're going to get it off the floor by BC. Frank's going to bring it up into the full court, but it is online. Lewis with the basketball. Dumps it over to the left side. And little miscommunication in the first half a minute of the ballgame. He was throwing the ball for Preston Reynolds, but Preston had not broken out to the wing and to the ball. So it's harmlessly untouched out of bounds. It will come back to Mount Mercy. So, early moments of the ball game. It is scoreless. Benedictine and UU, baseline jump shot left side. It's going to be up and good. And Brian Barkley will have the first points in the ball game. Mount Mercy will break out on top 2-0. Less than a minute into the game. Here's Raven Brown on the left side. Comes back off on top. LaRue feeds him into Mugino. Backs in off the block. Rotates left. Pulls it back down. Gets elbowed and knocked to the floor. Here's the thing. Gino's a big guy. But you've also got to understand that he's knocked down by another 6'8" guy. You got two guys that size banging around in the middle together. There's going to be some contact. And when there is, something's got to give. I mean, they're both going to 45, maybe more, because it's 6'8". You know, it's not hard to weigh 245. First free throw for Gino is going to be up and good. Corridori, second one, got them both. And so Gino Corridori gets a couple of free throws, and the Ravens are going to time this thing at 2:01. MMU with the basketball. They'll work around to the right side. Drive down the lane. Underhand layup is up too strong. And a rebound pulled down Preston. Reynolds will fly up the floor. Dance into the lane. Drives and shoots and scores Preston Reynolds. Preston's first points of the game, and Benedictine has taken a 4-2 lead. Minute and a half in. Back up with it is going to be Yamokovsky. Cross court pass is mishandled for a moment, but a backup guy is over there for Mount Mercy. Able to save that thing from getting out of bounds. Down the long three from in front of the Benedictine bench is going to be drained from way outside. 3-point shot up and good by Ruzmir Hamchek. So Hamchek will have his first point to the game, and the Ravens trail it 5-4, 2 minutes in. BC down court with it. Pass goes into the middle. I got to lose a handle on this thing. Pick back up. MMU up the floor with it. Mount Mercy will work around. The perimeter take it over to the left side. Benedictine will stay with the player. Defense. Another shot from right in front of the BC bench. It is going to be up and good. And another three from deep on the far side. So a second 3-point shot from the same spot by Ruzmir Hamchek. And it is 8-4. Stallions of the lead. Here's Ahmad. He will go to the free throw line. Bring it back to the edge to Preston. Kicks it way out. Gino goes three. Look at that, Corridori for a 3-point shot. Not sure that's exactly what Coach has in mind for the big guy, but he has all of Benedict's points. It is 8-7. Well, Preston has two. Gino has 5 of the Ravens 7. Here's a driving shot off the left block. No, they're going to pass it back out on top. Now the shot for 3. Rims out, no good. Rebound underneath is going to be slapped away by Preston. Mocks out of bounds. Comes back into Mount Mercy. They'll have 19 on the shot clock. 16:58 to go in the opening half. Benedictine trailing in the ball game. 8-7. Mount Mercy looking to bring it in. Looking to bring it in. And finally take it over to the left edge. Going to be Hamchek for the basketball. He'll cut to the right side, push off with the free hand, goes in and lays it up and in. That's a great deal if you can get away with it. He's got 8 already. It is 10-7. Mount Mercy. Benedictine has yet to the middle foul of the ball game. Mount Mercy has 1. Ravens will drive down into the lane. Left-handed running shot is going to be up for Ahmad Lewis, who will not go in. And rebound can take it about the other way. It's going to be Mount Mercy. They'll drive down the left side, go into the lane. Right-hand shot up, no follow shot. Sky's up and in. The follow shot is up and good by Anthony Horton. His first points of the game. It is 12-7. Mount Mercy. 16-10 to play in the first half. Then a follow away shot. Nicely done by Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad has 2. It is 12-9 Mount Mercy. We go inside 16 to play first half of men's game. Lady Ravens coming up short by 10. Oh, here's a little turnaround from the baseline right. Off the window and good, and going to be a +1. So the Lady Ravens coming up just short. Horton hits the layup, by the way. And he is going to be coming to the line. They're making some substitutions. So he'll be coming to the line for free throw. Captain Freed, Landon Sullivan, Cameron Pearson out, Yalkowski out. So Sullivan and Freed come into the game. And Benedictine, after that free throw is missed, comes up court for the basketball, trailing at 14-9. Baseline shot, short, tipped out. Ravens are going to recover it. Back over to the right side. Braden Bell. Here's LaRue, cross-court to Belt. He's alone, goes three, hits three. Braden Belt from outside. 15-12. Mount Mercy. Here's Little. Pass over to the right side. They'll look to drive in. We see just some good defense. I mean, that's the kind of thing they love hanging their hat on. They did a superb job Wednesday of the Nolan. Giving up already the 15 in the first 5 minutes of this game. Here's a pass on the left side. He's going to be kicked out of bounds. It's off the toe of Ryan Barkley. Braves have Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, Belt, Corridori. They're starting 5-7 in the game for Mount Mercy, Barkley, and Sullivan with Jackson Freed, Bruce Marr, Hamchick, and Anthony Horton. Jackson Freed is a 6'7" freshman from Bondurant, Iowa. We see, quick shot is up, and it's going to be good. 15-14. Braden Belt with the layup, and he's got five. And on the other end of the court, quick hits, Mount Mercy comes down, and that goes straight back up and in. So that was Hamchick knocking down another bucket. He is at 10 points already. Can you believe that? Wow. Grusmar Hamchick. Left side. In, up, no, but Gino gets fouled. And Corridori coming to the free throw line. They're not exactly super high scoring teams, but it comes into the game averaging 63.8 points a game. Mount Mercy comes in averaging 74.0 points per game. So, a little more offensive-minded. Benedictine, a little more defensive-minded. First free throw by Gino is good. He's 3-3 at the line. That is his sixth point so far this afternoon. And at 14-7 to go in the opening half. Mount Mercy leads by 2 at 17-15. Corridor is going to look over the second free throw. And it is in there. So Gino hits the both, and Benedictine is within one. 17-16, Ravens down one. 14 minutes left. First half. He's going to drop all the way back to the after defense. Literally, top of the key. They're not even picking a big foot. They're picking it up all the way down on the offensive edge. Here's a beat into the lane. A turnaround shot just manned up and pushed in. So again, Ryan Barkley, the bucket, he's got four. Mount Mercy up again by 3 at 19-16. And we'll have a whistle and a foul off the basketball against the Ravens. So Benedictine down three with 13:43 to go. The foul is going to be by Preston. It will be his first foul. Benedictine's second team foul today. One by Preston and one by Bryson LaRue. And Mount Mercy counts the ball, leading it by three. Here's about a 17-foot jumper. No. Rebound. And Benedictine is going to bring it down. It is Ezra Vigafa. Now, Vigafa comes down with the rebound and he gets fouled deep in the backcourt. It is going to be Jakari Bradley picking up the foul. So Jakari Bradley will have his first foul of the game. Jakari is a 6'2" junior from Des Moines. He went to the Des Moines area. He went to Roosevelt High School. There are probably not many towns in the country that don't have a Washington or a Roosevelt or Jefferson or someone high school. 13-13 to go in the opening half. Mount Mercy lead at 19-16. I'm saying Mount Mercy because we got bids coming up for Benedict, and next week we're headed out to Olathe for the Ravens and some Pioneers. So we move into January, and we get busy. There's work on the left side. That three-pointer sets the rims all the way out, and Ezra comes down with another rebound. Now, Ezra Vigoppin is not the biggest guy in the world, but I tell you what, he's very active. He's got a great sense of where to be. And he's looking for the basketball. Here's a pass over to the right side for Benedict. And hey, Hildendorf is coming in. Hildendorf falling away from 12, drops it in. He has got a pretty shot. I mean, he's got such good hands, such a nice touch on the shot. And the Ravens are back within one. It is 19-18. 12-20 left. Jump shot up, no good. Hildendorf coming out with a rebound, gets it over to Vigoppin. BC will run. Enter down the right side. He ran so fast, he had to wait for the rest of his team. And if he does, he'll launch the three. It misses. And the rebound pulled down by Stallion. Up the court is going to be Jakari Bradley. Over to the left side is Yamakowski. And the shot from the top, the three is, oh, it's too soft. But a nice offensive board underneath. And a power move in the lane. It's going to be up into Jackson Freed, and he'll get it plus one. Jackson Freed came down with the rebound, went up strong to the rim. And again, a 6'7" freshman, yeah, big, strong guy out there. We think we just got to put that power move on. Ravens are going to take Preston Reynolds out of the game. And we're also going to see Bryson LaRue check out. I got Larry Parker in the game, Ahmad Lewis in the game, Ezra Vigoppa, Hagan Hildendorf, Gino Corridori. So Benedict is going to do the 6'8", 6'9" guys. Brazil is up and in. So Jackson Breed completes the three-point play, making a 22-18 at Mount Mercy. With 11:50 to go, first half. Benedict has the top side. Ezra dumps it over to the left. Now by Goffa, about a 7.5 to go up the top of the key. Works his way to the right side, and we get an offensive foul call. It was away from the ball, so I've got to tell you, I did not even see that, like, flurry of motion. Sometimes you're able to detect that, you know, something has happened somewhere. But away from the basketball, the foul is going to be called on Gino Corridori. And Gino's going to have his first foul of the game. Benedict and team foul four. 11:27 to go, first half. All the way to the baseline left, spinning below the block. No room. Pass comes back off on top. It's going to be Riley Pankey in the game. Pankey is a 6'1 senior from Cedar Rapids. Hometown guy here, and there he is from Washington High School in Cedar Rapids. Ravens are going to run a little motion. Oh, beautiful back door, and the shot is up, and it will not go in for Hildendorf. He gets knocked to the floor. Bill Val Coleman coming up with a loose basketball into the four-court Stallions. 10:50 to go in the first half. Mount Mercy with a basketball and a four-point lead. They have it right side. Then Pankey with it. Riley Pankey comes top side to Jakari Bradley. Bradley plays off the screen. Gets picked up on a mismatch. The shot from the top. No. Rebound. Pulled down by the Ravens and Hayden Hildendorf. As he comes down with the board, the Ravens and Coach Moody take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're taking a break at 10:31 to go. We're in the opening half. Benedict is trailing Mount Mercy 22-18.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Minutes and 31 seconds to go in the first half of the men's game. Welcome back, everybody, to Raven Basketball on Care Radio. Opening game of the afternoon, the Benedict and ladies coming up just short to Mount Mercy. 80 82-72. BC coming out of the timeout, has the ball. Right side is going to be Parker. Mary swings it to the left edge. Hilgendorf from 17. High arcing shot, but it won't go in. Hilgendorf's got a pretty shot. Got that soft hands, nice rotation on the ball. Unfortunately, that one didn't go in. And the defensive rebound by Mount Mercy, and they're back up four with it. Gets it to Bradley. He starts down the left side of the lane, runs out of room, goes to Panty out top side. They run a little motion as the shot clock goes to single digits. The baseline runner is up and good. And they're going to call it three. From deep on the right side, Panky. Riley Panky has his first points. And it is 25-18. Now the Dominican guy is falling into that 7-point deficit. A little reverse layup on a crossover. No, but the putback of it in Hilgendorf. Taking hands four. 25-20. 9:20 left in the half. First dead ball will have a timeout. Goes up just a heads up for that. It's a shot from the point by Yanikowski. Is off the mark. Rebound. Benedict and Brace are going to run the other way. Here's Hilgendorf. Goes to the right side. Gets it over to Parker. Larry will dish it off on top. Ahmad has it. Puts it over to the left baseline. Back it in. Hagen. No room. Back it'll come to Larry. He'll go into the middle, falling away, shot rejected, gets his own rebound, dumps it over to the right to Ahmad, 3-point shot, nope, and a rebound saved by Hilgendorf. That was a great hustle by Hagen. And now the ball is on the floor, and we're going to get a whistle, and that will bring us to the timeout. Taking a break at 8:42 to go, opening half. It's Stallions, 25, or even 20.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Tennessee Center on the campus of Mount Mercy University, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where with 8 minutes and 42 seconds ago in the first half, Benedict and Weinstein trailing 25-20. Welcome back, everybody. But Joseph producing and engineering, and he's probably putting together right now. I don't know how Joseph works these days. He is by Mr. Preparedness. Got that whole Boy Scout background that he's got. He can tell you all about that. He said he's probably putting together the halftime news and weather, and I'm sure he's got his barometer that he's got maybe hanging outside the front door of the Gear Studios and checking the pressure to the humidity to make sure he can go up and come to Adrian Forum when we have the halftime news segment. That said, we're back to play here. Here comes MMU with the basketball out of the timeout. Mount Mercy. Nobody goes it so straight away from the top of the key. The ball just thrown at the bucket is in by Rusmir Hamcek. And he has his third three, his 13th point of the game, pushing the lead to 28-20. Wow. He is a threat that probably was nobody here. I'm just going to score this, and he did. Ravens from about 12, and it's going to be short for Ahmad. And the rebound pulled down by Mount Mercy, but I think we're going to have a foul call to give this one over here. What he's going to tell us. Yep, foul by Gino. So Corey Dory will collect foul number two. It is now 28-20. And back up with it, Mount Mercy. The shot off the glass and good and off the spin move. The defender gets behind, and Ahmad Lewis is going to pick the foul. It's an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. Ahmad Lewis, foul number one. So Ryan Bartley hits the bucket, and he's coming to the free-throw line, looking for his seventh point of the day. He's going to get it as the thing kind of rolls around the rim, but takes a friendly roll and falls through. And it is now 31-20, and the Ravens have a little trouble here with 7 points to play. In the first half. will go left side, way out on the edge, go through, out on top, backing in the lane, looking for some room. It's Braden. There's none. Kicks it back. The running shot is going to be up and in. That was a hard-earned shot by Bryson LaRue. And the guy who was just red hot with the night with that bucket picks up his first point of the afternoon, making it 31-22. We're down to 7 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half. Mount Mercy, crossover underneath is up and in. That is a hard shot to fit, to hit, but Rusmir Hamcek makes it look very, very easy. And Hamcek just is rolling up the points. He has 15 now. It is 33-22. Now Benedictine from in the middle. The shot goes up, hits the back of the rim a couple of times, falls away. Picked up in and followed up and home by Gina Corridori. Gina makes it 33-24. Now the ball knocked away. Gino, fast break. Can the big guy go coast to coast? Well, he does. He doesn't hit the shot. That shows in the back by a much smaller defender. He's not going to let the 6'9" Raven post go the length of the floor for an uncontested layup. So we're going to get a foul called in. Gino will come to the free throw line. So that was by Anthony Horton. So Tony will collect his first foul today. A couple of substitutions. Horton is going to be one of them coming out of the game. And one more free throw coming up for the Ravens. And that one is in. So the free throw is up and good. After he misses the first, Gino will hit the second. 33-25. Benedictine down 8. We're 6.5 to go in the first half. Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, Belt, and Hildendorf. And a 5 out there for BC head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Pierre. Mount Mercy will go face fine right. Kiss it off the window and good. That was a pretty shot by Jakari Bradley. And Jakari Bradley gets a first 2 points of the game. Here's Gino. Oh, no, wait. That's not Gino. That was going to be a shot missed by Hagen. And they're going to call him for travel to just wave off. We're not going to go in anyway. We're at 5:55 and rolling along in the first half. We're in the tunnel of the road this afternoon. Harvard American Athletic Conference tonight. The game's going on now. Full swing. About a third of the games were 2 o'clock games. The rest are 4 o'clock guys games. Here's a follow-away shot. 18 feet right elbow. Up no good. Rebounding down. It's going to be Benedictine. Good aggressive board. Sweeping it clean for the Ravens. Up with it will come. Braden Bell. He'll go right side. Skip past just outside the block to Hildendorf. He tried to drive in, change his direction, twist again. Boy, that was good defense. Couldn't get anything or anywhere. Brings it back out on top to Bryson. LaRue with it with 6 on the shot clock. Goes in, and he will put a shot up that does not fall. The follow shot does not fall. The follow shot does fall. And that belongs to Corinth, or excuse me, that belongs to Hildendorf. The big guys doing all of the scoring for Benedictine today. It is 35-27, and we get another whistle, because we're inside 5 minutes to play the first half, so it's game going on fairly briskly. We've got a foul committed by Preston Reynolds, and Preston picked up his second foul to go with his 2 points. Not probably a combo that you like, points and fouls equal. Free throw here. It's good. One more free throw coming up for Ryan and Barchley. He is 2 of 2 at the line. Got one more look at it. And 3 of 3 at the line is 37-27. Mount Mercy. Ravens have the ball, but they're down 10. we still go left side, that's online with it. And so you can talk about where the wind is coming from. Oh, Juno Corridor, he's got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or 11. Here's a shot from the outside. It's going to be up and good. And Ravens, with a nice three-point shot, cut the gap. It's Brady Belt hitting from the outside. Brady's second three, and he's got 8. So for Benedictine, staying close is the key right now. Here's a shot from in the lane. Maybe a bit partially deflected, but the rebound is unobstructed and laid in very, very easily. Cameron Pearson with that follow shot. So Cameron Pearson, can you believe this? He starts in the game, but only just now coming back in after being out for quite a while. Picked up his first point in the afternoon. Here's a driving shot for Belt. That's up and good. Brady Belt, double figure scoring for Benedictine. He's got 10 of the Ravens 32. And right now, BC's giving up more points than Coach is going to be comfortable with. I mean, we talk about every game, what teams like to do, what their goals are, you know, their kind of targets for a game. And for Benedictine, keeping their opponent in the middle 60s is pretty big. And right now, with over 3 minutes to go in the first half, Mount Mercy's already had 39. So, you know, they're at an 85, 90-point pace. That is too much for BC. Here's a drive left side, and a bombing away shot is going to miss. And great hustle on the left side to rebound down the basketball by Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine is going to run to the other end of the floor. The driving shot, the assist to Lewis, the bucket by Bell. Or no, give that bucket to LaRue. Bryson LaRue has 4. 39-34 Ravens back to within 5, and 2:40 to go in the half. Deep in the right corner, basically we're behind the backboard. This shot is put up and misses. And Hilgendorf rebounds it down. Benedictine back up the floor with the basketball. 2.5 to go in the half. 39-34. Mount Mercy out front. Preston will drive in, pushes away. Lanes gets shoved again. And now we've got a little conversation out on the floor. And now we're getting many substitutions. Looks like 3 or 4 players coming in for each team. Give us just a second. We're going to reset these lineups for you once we get everybody sorted out. Here we go. 2:18 to go, 39-34. Benedictine with Ezra Vigasa, Bryson Maru, Brace Belt, Larry Parker, and Noah Simmons is in. The BC shot is up and missing. Mount Mercy rebounded down. Lies up court with it, and we're down to 2 minutes to go in the first half. Pass is going to be dished over to the left side. We have a good wing. It's going to be Ryan Bartley. No word for him there. Kicks it off on top. 3-point shot. Rims off no good. And as the Ravens come down with a rebound, coming to the party a little bit late, crashing in. We're going to have a foul committed by Jackson Tegeler for Mount Mercy. Tegeler has not been in the game until this point. He is a 6'5" junior from Belle Plaine, Iowa. We going to get a timeout? Yeah. Mount Mercy's going to take a timeout. Joseph, why don't we? What do you say? With just inside 2 minutes of play in the first half, 1:58 on the clock, it is Mount Mercy 39, Benedictine 34.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded. That's my bank.
Both teams in the bonus. Benedict has committed 7 fouls. Mount Mercy has committed 6 with a minute 58 to go in the first half. Ravens with Vigasa and LaRue, Belt, Parker, and Simmons. Mount Mercy with Barkley and Pankey. Hamcheck, Bradley, and Tegeler. both teams coming back into the game from the timeout. Ravens have two players in double-digit scoring, with Brady Belt and Gina Corridori, 10 apiece. But not Mercy. It is Hamchick. 15 points to lead all scorers. 39-34 Mount Mercy. Coming out of the full timeout. It's taking a while to push. No big hurry. They're not really pushing this game along real hard. Back off into the fourth quarter. It's Ravens in control of the basketball. Took off the screen by Noah Simmons. Go into the lane. Thinking about the 13-foot shot. Simmons on his way, but he can't hit it. Rimming out. Pulled back down by Jackson Tegler. Here comes Mount Mercy. Minute 40 to go. First half. Mount Mercy with the ball. Oh, 5 minutes. Going to be stolen. Here comes LaRue. Bryson weaves his way in. Goes in. Lots of contact. Is it a charge? Yeah. The official waited a while. I think he was thinking about it. I think he was kind of processing. The defender had gotten down the floor, but did he get set? Was he stationary and not moving? Certainly there was contact, and certainly people were on the floor, and certainly the ball had gone through the basket, but at what point was it? Offensive or defensive, and they call the offensive foul. So take the bucket away from Bryson. LaRue will collect foul number two, and now we're going to have a pickup on the other end of the floor as the official at the top calls an offensive foul on Mount Mercy. Benedict is going to get back in. They're going to call this one on Jackson Tegler. With a minute 19 left, turning by five, Benedict has the ball in play right in front of the Raven bench. Making a substitution over here for Mount Mercy, and Ezra will walk it up the floor. He gets no one in this course. This up, way down at the top of the key. Ezra goes to the left elbow, bounces down low to Simmons. Noah backs in, 1, 2, 3, and then as he has the ball tapped out of his hands, he loses the handle a little bit, goes back to grab it back up, and Hamchick reaches in a second time to try to knock it away again, as it was already kind of loose and having trouble getting a hold of it at that time, as he reached in, he picks up a foul. So Hamchick will pick up the personal foul, and Benedict will come to the line. It's definitely Noah Simmons up there. And we will have substitutions in the game for Mount Mercy with a minute left. First half. Noah's looking for his first point today. First point in a while. He's not been getting a lot of PT, and he's not going to get a point like that. Freaker barely hits the front of the rim, about straight down the floor, where Mount Mercy picks it up off the hardwood and comes up the court with it. Inside a minute left. Now 50 seconds to go in the first half. Stallions in the basketball, leading it by 5, 39-34. Way up top side with it. It's going to be Jakari Bradley. Jakari starts left. No room there. Keeps dribbling line. Comes back to the other side. Now feeds it out on top. Driving in. The defense collapses on the ball handler. He dumps it over to the left block where the shot is up and missing. The rebound cleared away top side by Benedictine. Up from the basketball is Ahmad Lewis. Hooking it up to Ezra. 22 seconds left. The shot clock and game clocks are within a second as we approach halftime. Now, Ezra's just going to run it down and look for the last shot. Ravens down 5. Ezra's standing in the center circle, goes right side. Here's Simmons, back by Galpa. He will cut down to the baseline, put up a runner, hits it at a plus one. Oh, what a great play and a big moment for Ezra by Galpa. A good time for him to pick up his first point of the evening. Well, I guess I call it evening. No winners in here. Half time, nearly. But it is afternoon. Free throw. Bouncing, no good. 39-36. And we get to midcourt, and there's a collision, and which way is this foul going to go? It's going to go against Mount Mercy. And now 2 seconds, and the Rams are going to have a shot with a moment on the clock. It goes up by Bell for three, it's off the rim, it's half shot. So Benedict is getting an opportunity to get a shot away and potentially tie the game right at the buzzer. We're not able to capitalize, but they go to the locker room in a manageable kind of a deficit. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you. It's the two teams head out the gym. It is Mount Mercy 39, Benedict 36.
Acheson Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Tax season is almost upon us, and it's time to start getting your tax documents in order. Farron Accounting has been serving the Acheson and Platte City areas for over 40 years. They're in the business of preparing personal, farming, and small business taxes, along with providing full payroll, bookkeeping, and accounting services. Get prepared now by giving Farron Accounting a call to set up your 2023 tax return appointment. Call 816-858-5100. Farron Accounting is your small-town tax and accounting firm. Merry Christmas, and wishing all of you a successful and prosperous new year.
And it's halftime of the Guys Game here on Care Radio, where we send it back to Joseph for the highly anticipated and much enjoyed halftime. Let's just kind of recap how things have gone along in the first half of this ball game. Ravens on the road here this afternoon, trailing at intermission by 3:39:36. Mount Mercy should have involved pretty well. Benedict been shooting about equally well. Mount Mercy 15-34, Benedict 14-31. Those are 44% and 45% shooting numbers. Ravens are 3-8 from outside. Mount Mercy is 4-13 from the perimeter. And at the free throw line, both teams have hit 5 free throws. Ravens have turned it over 6 times, Mount Mercy only 4. See, that's the difference. It's one of the things that game was not a lot of turnovers. It's not a lot of things that are, you know, because these teams are doing bad and are playing some pretty good ball. So, that all said, you know, it's kind of interesting, kind of fun to watch these two teams playing some pretty good ball, and yet, you know, have a very, very close halftime. For Benedictine, well, for the two teams, let's put down the scoring and the numbers for the first half, shall we? For Mount Mercy, man, Rosemary Hamchick has been fantastic. 15 points. And it's not just 15, it's 15 on 6 of 8 shooting. That includes 3 of 3. 3-point shooting and 6 rebounds at half. So that's a big half. Brian Bartley has 9 points. He's got 3 of 7 shooting from the floor and perfect at the free throw line. Then it drops pretty dramatically. Kevin Pearson with 4 3-peats for Hankey, Freed, and Horton. 2 in the first half for Jakari Bradley. For Benedictine, high scoring honors are shared between Braden Mouth and Gino Corridori, each with 10. Half a dozen for Hagen Hilkendorf, 4 for Bryson LaRue, with Ezra Vigoffa and Preston Reynolds, and Ahmad Lewis knocking in 2 apiece for Benedictine. Hey, what we're going to do? We're going to take a little bit of a breather, come back second half of this. Shipping is absolutely fantastic. Close game at halftime, a couple of teams very close in a lot of different categories. You just try to compare them and you say, should be a good game. And it's exactly what we have gotten here today. We'll be back for the second half, but right now, with that intermission score, Mount Mercy 39, Benedictine 36. Back we go to Joseph in the renowned Care Radio Sports Studios for an equally renowned halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no birdie bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirit. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Acheson.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball action as the Ravens are on the road in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, taking on Mount Mercy. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a moment. Taking a look at the country sports schedule here at Care Country, we've got high school basketball on tap for you Tuesday, as we will have Valley Falls at Pleasant Ridge with the scheduled tip of 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Coming up on Wednesday, we've got college basketball as we return to the Ravens as they're on the road in Olathe taking on Mid-America Nazarene. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday, we return to high school basketball as we'll have Mar Hill Mount Academy at Valley Falls. Tune in right around 6 p.m. or so for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens will be at home to play host to Graceland. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Happy New Year from Snap Fitness. Kickstart your fitness journey with no upfront fees. At Snap Fitness, they have state-of-the-art equipment, a supportive community, 24/7 access, and they help you feel fantastic. Now through January 14th, join for no upfront fees at Atchison Snap Fitness and see them for their tanning deals and specials. Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial Street in Atchison. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
We have some finals to announce in the women's games. It was Baker over Culver Stockton with a final score of Baker 63, Culver Stockton 46. Clark topped Missouri Valley 77-62. At the half in the women's game in Park in Central Methodist at Fayette, Missouri, we've got Park on top at 34 points to Central Methodist 24. In Oskaloosa, Iowa, William Penn and Peru State are all knotted up at 26 points in the women's game at the half, and Mid-America Nazarene is leading Graceland 49-36. In the game that you heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, the final in the women's game was Mount Mercy 82 to Benedictine 72. In men's basketball, we've got halftime in three games going today. We've got Clark and Missouri Valley meeting up in Marshall, Missouri, with Missouri Valley on top at 37 points to Clark's 27. Benedictine in this game is trailing Mount Mercy by 3 points, 39-36. And the Culver-Stockton-Baker game is going Baker's way in the men's game as well, with Baker at 35 points to Culver-Stockton's 28. As a programming note, tomorrow we will have KC Chiefs football taking on the Los Angeles Chargers with kickoff scheduled for 3:25 p.m. on our sister stations KMZA and KNZA. That's 103.9 and 92.1, respectively. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like...
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for snow this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 36. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies with fog and spots. Tonight, lows level off around 21. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times with fog and spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. 1 to 3 inches of snow Monday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 33 degrees Fahrenheit. So it feels like temperature out there is 30 with the winds out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 98%, the dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.80 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts in just a moment.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back. Citizen Basketball on Care Radio. On Saturday, January the 6th. Welcome. It is the two teams who come back out of the locker room. Getting set to go to the second half of the men's game. Benedictine trailing by only 3. It's a great game, 39-36. Joseph, he's the guy in the Care Studios who kind of got you all that info, got you up to speed, you know what's going on now, and you can settle in and enjoy the second half of the ball game. It's been a game that's seen, frankly, the Ravens kind of, as we talk about it a lot, push the rock up the hill through the course of the afternoon. They've been trailing, and they've trailed for almost the entire game and have led only very early on, you know, it's like a 4-2 kind of number, have not led anywhere since then. And in fact, they trailed by as many as 11. However, in the game, stay close, and the game just stay within reach. And right now it is a single possession Mount Mercy lead over the Ravens. Two teams get set to come back on the floor for the second half. Come up around their coaching staff, and it's slated to come out for Mount Mercy. It's going to be Ryan Barkley and Russ Marahamchik, Anthony Horton, Aiden Yamalkowski, and Cameron Pearson for Ben Dickman. Gina Corridori and Braden Belt with Bryson LaRue, Ahmad Lewis, and Preston Reynolds. Here we go to the second half. Alternate position forward the basketball. Two, Mount Mercy will be going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. We are back underway. Little skip pass over to the left wing. MMU will go to the baseline. As the shot goes up, Creston is going to be called for a quick foul. We are 9-10 seconds into the second half. And Preston Reynolds will collect his third foul of the afternoon, the first foul by Benedictine in the second half. And that is going to put Ryan Barkley at the free throw line. He's got 9 points already, and his 3 of 3 line hits the first one. Barkley makes it 40-36. One more look at it here for the 6'7" junior from Decatur, Illinois. He will get them both. It is 41-36 Mount Mercy. Benedict into the forward court again. Lewis LaRue, Belt, Hildendorf, Corridori. Cameron will never look for the Ravens to start the second half. Here's a little finally shot. It is up and too soft by Braden Belt. And the rebounds come down to Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy at home. Not light, but kind of light gray. Light gray. We've seen the traveling black with red and white. Outside 3-point shot is online, but too long. And the rebound rolling across the floor, batted around it. Benedict is going to pick it up. Give that rebound to Braden Belt. And here comes the BC offense. Hildendorf has it outside the left block. Now a defender comes in and knocks it to the floor. That is not exactly a move centered in great balance and dexterity. That was a move by Hamchick of just, I want the basketball, give it to me. And with every intent of taking it, the 6'6 junior out of Sarajevo will pick up the personal foul. It's going to be his first in team fouls now, even at one apiece. 18:50 to go in the game. BC will have it over to the left side. Backing in, twisting, turning, kissing it off the window. It is going to be up and good, nicely done by Gino Corridori. And Gino's got it done as good. He has Benedictine's first second half point. Back to a 3-point game at 41-38. Oh, that's a pretty spin move. And getting way elevated, high up above the rim to lay that thing up and in, Brian Barkley. Barkley coming out of the block strong in the second half. He's already got 4 second half points, 13 in the game, and 3 for BC from the right side. Not going to go. And one of the differences between this game and the game the Ravens had just a couple of days ago on Wednesday, remember how things were falling, okay? It seemed like any time they would get a good look at the rim. I mean, not just a bad shot, but a good look like this one, and they would go in. Well, and there's another 3-point shot, that one by Braden Bell. And it was a good look and the right shot to take, but did not go in. And again, the difference between games where they're falling and not falling, all the difference in the world. And for BC, that's kind of the story of the season. Here's a 3-pointer for Mount Mercy that's not good. Looking shot well wide to the left side off the hands of Yamalowski. And BC back up court with it. 17.5 to play in the ball game. Mount Mercy leading it by 5 at 43-38. Top side, Corridori. No, not Corridori, rather, but Hagen Hilkendorf thinking about the 3. Gets it to Belt. He will accelerate, goes down the right side of the lane, and will just lose a hand on the ball. It'll bounce away from him right into the hands of a Mount Mercy defender. Stallions back up court with it. Outside is going to be Hamchick. He'll swing it over to the left. Now underneath the basket where the uncontested layup. There was somebody who was probably supposed to be providing defense. Nobody was, and an easy two for Yamalkowski. That will be Adams' first or Aiden's first point today. 16:50 to go in the ballgame. From straight away at the top. 3-point shot won't go for Belt. Rebound Gino. Follows up off the glass. Got it. Corridori. Gina Corridori has all Benedictine's points in the second half, but Mount Mercy has stretched its lead. We're going to take a timeout for the Ravens at 16:45 to go into the ballgame. Timeout on the floor. Mount Mercy 45, Benedictine 40.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Mercy in front. Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball. I don't care. 16:43 to go. And it's a ball game, guys game. The Lady Ravens cut up just short in game one. Here's a 3-point shot. Mount Mercy, no good. BC's going to rebound it down. Ravens about Corridori, Hilgendorf, Belt, LaRue, and Lewis. Brady will think about the three. Does it move, you know, back to Brady? He'll try the left side of the lane. Now three defenders come in on him, and Brady turns it over. Brayden Belt, not going to drive the ball through three defenders. You get him outside, get him some open space, give him a shot. He's a really good shooter, but driving through three guys, there's not many people who can do that. It's not the kind of numbers that you want to have. You're sending it back up court with it. We're 16 minutes left in the game. Ravens down five. Belt has the top side. Comes it over to the right in front of the Benedictine bench. Hilgendorf falls away, the long two, way too soft. As he goes up with the shot, he kind of leans back, falls back with it, and there's not a lot of momentum headed toward the basket at that point. Here's a falling away shot on the other end, similarly unsuccessful for Mount Mercy, as Benedict is going to have it in play and bring it up the court. Mount Mercy, 3-10 ball club, 2-7 in the conference. Benedict is a 4-9 team, 3-7 in conference play. Now we will see the Ravens make a substitution. Maybe a couple. Self is going to come out. Corridori is going to come out. We're going to get Preston Reynolds back in with those three fouls. We're also going to see Larry Parker back in the game. Larry goes underneath, misses the shot, has the rebound batted away from him. Here's the thing. Larry's not got a ton of opportunity. Hasn't got a lot of playing minutes yet, and it takes minutes to get better. Ravens are trying to provide him some of those because they believe he's got a great upside. Now he'll drive all the way down the court. He'll short right there. How about that? Is driving all the way in. The layup is going to be up and good for Larry Parker, his first point of the game. 45-42. Mount Mercy. And as Mount Mercy gets into the fourth quarter, we're going to get a timeout with Coach Jennings. So these two coaches are getting very strategic, and we're going to get a timeout right here. Taking a break, Joseph at 14:53 to play in the game. It remains Mount Mercy 45, Benedictine 42.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Just having a hard time getting any points at work. We're over 5 minutes into the second half. Second half score is 6-4. Okay, that is not a ton of scoring, but frankly, probably more like what Benedictine would want. We talk about how they like their defense and want to hold their opponents to lower numbers. Well, here's a little falling away shot by Mount Mercy. So it gives a bucket to Anthony Horton. And Horton has 5 in the game. It is 47-42. Oh, yeah. I bet I know what this Brave is getting close to score. Back the other way. Mount Mercy into the lane. Off the window. Two more. So Mount Mercy taking advantage of an opportunity or two there. And quickly pushed the lead back to 49-42. Or excuse me, 49-44. 3-point shot for the Ravens. How about that? Straight away, it's up and good. 49-47. And it does not take many, and it does not take long for 3-point games to add up. That bucket by Bryson LaRue is 7th point of the game. And as BC nearly comes up with a steal, I'm going to take this opportunity to remind you of something that you probably don't even need reminded about. You're enjoying Benedictine basketball on KAIRFM Horton, Atchison. We should probably already knew that, right? Ravens are going to be making substitutions. Corey Dory comes in. Bugendorf goes out as a 6'8" player. Well, switch in and out of the game. Mount Mercy brings it in from the near side, leading only now by 2. They drive to the baseline, a little contact, and they're going to wave up that bucket there. I don't think there was any continuation possible on that play. But we'll have a blocking foul on Benedictine, and it'll be on Larry Parker. So Larry will have foul number 1. Benedictine has committed 2 second-half fouls. Mount Mercy has committed only 1. We've just not had a lot of fouls in this game. And Mount Mercy brings the ball in deep on the right side in the corner. Now they'll kick it in. Side of the lane, no room. Back on top. Come to the left side. And the baseline 3 drained. Well, that was a pretty shot from deep in the left side. Right at the end of the Mount Mercy bench. And Riley Pankey will get his 2nd 3 today. Makes the score 52-47 as we go inside 13 minutes left. And it's a little bit of light off the screen. And now the ball is going to be batted away. It's on the floor, rolling around, still rolling around. And now it slapped that on top. That was an alert play by LaRue. Slaps it out on top to Parker. And now the missed shot by Benedictine results in a turnover to Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy back up court with it. 12.5 to go in the game, 52-47. Stallions still in front. Again, they have been in front all game. Here's a 3 right side. Yeah! From way out on the right side. And Pankey will hit another one. So back-to-back 3s for Riley Pankey. And it is 55-47. And 12-12 remains to be played. The feed underneath. And apparently a foul is going to be called. It looks like it was going to be Preston Reynolds is going to go up for the strong layup, but they will wave off that shot. Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Free throws, yeah. Count that one for Preston Reynolds. And Preston, well below his average so far today, has gotten 3 this afternoon. He makes it 55-48. And we're at 12:06 to go. Benedictine is going to bring Belt back into the game. He'll be in for LaRue, looks like. Second free throw rolls out. No good. Rebound. Comes in about Mercy. It's not Mercy who has the rebound. The guy rolls down the board. Okay? Comes down on top of one of these players and they are hurt. He's coming up rubbing his side of his head. He sends the guy, I think, an elbow maybe to the ear. And he's not real happy with that. And now it's a pass move to the left side. And Benedictine kicks up the defensive intensity just a little bit. With 11:45 to go, we're going to get a Benedictine foul. Foul is going to be on Ahmad Lewis. So for Ahmad, it is foul number 2. To go with his 2 points. On the floor right now, by Goffman, he has 2 points. Reynolds has 5. Ahmad Lewis has 2 points. Larry Parker has 2 points. And Brady Bell with 10 leads Benedictine in scoring. Well, for the guys on the floor, the leader in scoring would be Gino Corridori, 14, and Gino out of game right now. 11:44 to go. Mount Mercy has the basketball. little seesaw dribble, goes to the left side of the lane, and a lady twisting shot is Aaron's, and the rebound is scrummed for on the floor, and the Rams will sweep it down. Preston Reynolds will pick it up, get it away, Belt will bring it into the fourth court, bounce it over to the right side by Coffin, has it with a left-hand dribble way up high above the three-point ring on the right side, so you know the scores table. He'll keep the dribble alive, comes out on top of Preston, gets it back. Larry will go in and off the window, and good! He leaves a pair of Mount Mercy defenders on the floor in his wake. And now, we got, I don't know what we've got going on here. We got Raven looking a little pissed about something. We've got players still on the floor beneath the goal on the other end of the floor. And let's see what we've got going on here. Taking a really time, that's what we certainly are doing. But anyway, here comes some mercy up before them because I don't know if they were making sure the players were okay, make sure they were somebody was hurt and allowing some substitutions to be brought into the game. But here we go, driving down the floor. The ball's going to be by the free, stolen away, then they can come up with it. Now it's going to be stolen back. Mount Mercy will take it to the other end of the floor. The shot goes up, no good, rebound. Tipped out, Ravens are going to come down with it. Lots of pressure on the basketball, deep in the backcourt, and up the floor with it will come BC. Ravens will take it down the right side with 10.5 to go in the game, trailing up by 5. They'll feed over to the baseline left. The little reverse layup shot is going to be up, it's no good. Rebound. Here comes Mount Mercy. Stallions with a 5-point lead nearing the midpoint of the second half. And we have another whistle. This is going to confer at the top of the key. Not sure if it's just a lot of contact in the middle of it, getting maybe a little spicy in there. Pitchers are sending the teams to their respective benches. Something has gone south. As they head over to the video replay, and they are going to check the teams what they may or may not have seen already today. Let's just take a little look at how things are going out on the floor right now. Benedictine, the 20 of 45 shooting ball at 44%. Mount Mercy, 21 of 48, 43%. So, over that 0.5% shooting percentage. Ravens, 4 of 12 from the outside. Mount Mercy, 6 of 19. So, they're both, again, within a point, 3-point shooting percentage. And at the free throw line, Benedictine is 6 of 10, but Mount Mercy, 7 of 7. So these teams should be playing pretty close, and they are. It's a 55-50 ball game. Now, Mercy has not scored in a while. According to my hastily scratched notes, it would be two and a half minutes now since Mount Mercy put anything on the board. Now the officials are standing out on the court and holding on to the basketball. Kind of decide where the third official is. Two of them are out on the floor. And the others, I guess, still just checking the review and the replay. Not seeing any actual repercussions of any incident. So, yeah, they're still over here looking at the video. I mean, they're down there hunkered down, looking hard. Ravens are led by Gina Corridori scoring. He's got 14 for Benedictine. Braden Belt has 10. Bryson Maru, 7 for BC. Two players in double figures for Mount Mercy. At 17, it's Ryan Bartley. Roosmer Hamchick has 15, 9 for Riley Pankey on 3 of 5 three-point shooting. And now we've got some technicals being assessed, okay? Coach Moody's not very happy. He's got that arms crossed standing behind the official, and you know he's sharing his innermost thoughts about this play with him. Not facing one another. They're both kind of looking away from one another. Free throws for Mount Mercy. And about against whom. Okay. The ball is going to come in, and we get another shot put up by Mount Vernon. So they get the ball coming off the timeout. A couple of free throws were good. It's 57-50. Free throws again for Mount Mercy, and that one won't go in. They have hit almost everything that they have thrown at the rim, but that one does not go down. One more look, and that shot is good. So missing the first and hitting the second at 10:14 to go. Here comes Bennington. A hook shot in the lane, it hangs on the rim, and it won't go down. Ravens trailing now 58-50 with 10:02 to go. So we are three quarters through the game. BC would really not want to see the Celtics go down double figures here with less than 10. Here's a three-pointer. It is going to be wide to the left side. Rebounding it down is Preston Reynolds. Ravens are going to run. Preston outlets other end of the floor. The easy uncontested layup is up and good. Parker gets the bucket, gives Preston the assist. 58-52, 9:30 to go. Mount Mercy with the ball, a little one-hand push pass deep into the baseline, right corner shot is up, it's going to be short. Those are shots that have been falling for Ryan Parker, he did not this time. Maybe the Ravens can make some hay. Coming down all the way, Preston goes to the right side, then passes up the shot, brings it out to LaRue. He'll hit the three, Bryson. LaRue, his second three of the second half. He's got 10. We got a timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break. Down to 9:20 to go in the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Mount Mercy 58, Benedictine 55.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
This afternoon, we're down to 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the ball game in Mount Mercy. Leads Benedict 58-55. Back with you, everybody, and happy to have you with us here on Care this afternoon. Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Couch will be here. Benedict, there's a, anyway, over on the sideline, and there's a full timeout that's been taken by Mount Mercy. What this means is the media timeout, the Air 2 media timeout, still is coming up. Joseph, so you might be aware that we're going to have a break coming up very, very shortly here. So Mount Mercy taking the timeout as the Ravens did kind of made a little run at things that had trimmed down. Again, that lead to a single possession. They've been able to do that, but what they have not been able to do, get over the hump and get back in front. And certainly that's what's going to happen at some point for BC. The ball comes in, Mount Mercy coming out of the timeout, be on offense. Long pass comes out, way out of the right wing, mishandled for a moment, but it's going to be recovered by Anthony Horton. Quinton will start with the left side, fade away, 17-foot shot, left side of the free throw line, it's going to be up and good. Anthony Horton for two. It'll be his seventh point of the ball game, making it a 60-55 lead for Mount Mercy. Ravens back up fourth, and it's going to be Ezra. By Galfuzzi, young man out of New Zealand. Now the Ravens will go left side, though behind the head layup, it's going to be up and in for Benedictine. Nice job by Bryson LaRue, and he'll have a couple of more points. That was shot on the other end. Hits the bottom of the rim. Caroms away. And is this going to bring us two? It will. If the ball goes out of bounds, it'll be the dead ball, and this will be our official three-quarter of the game media break. Joseph taking it down at 8:25 to go in the game. We've got a great finish coming up. Stay close. It is Mount Mercy 60, Benedictine 57.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
They're trying to make that connections a little better here. Let me know if it's any better or worse, or if the hum has come back, or what we've got going on. But in the interim, back with you here for Raven basketball with 8 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the ball game. 60-57, Mount Mercy leads Benedictine. Lots of basketball action coming up. Full slate today around the conference. Full slate for BC next week, and we're going to be with the Ravens in Olathe. Benedictine will travel to Mid-America next week. We've got games coming up just about every night, so I encourage you to join us. High School Hoops Tuesday night, BC Wednesday, Sportsbook Thursday, and then it's the High School Benedictine Friday, Saturday. We're going to tournament week here before you know it. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play coming out of the timeout. Here's Bryson with it. He'll go to the right side, hangs in the air, shot is off the window and good. That was a pretty shot by Bryson LaRue coming off the right side. He's got 10 in the half, 14 in the ballgame, and Benedictine is drawn within one. It is 60-59. 8 minutes to go in the game. Pass down to the baseline. It's going to be knocked free. Stolen away. The Ravens coming up with it. Here's LaRue crossing at the timeline. Kicks it over to the right side, into the corner, back out on top to Bryson. He starts to drive in. Looks back to the right side. Nothing there. Swings it over to Vigalpa. Ezra deep in the corner in front of the Raven bench. Kicks it now to Preston Reynolds. Reynolds drives in as he eyes up his defender to Belt. Braden backs away. Shot clock at 10. Belt will dump it over to Vigalpa. To the free throw line to Reynolds. Vigalpa starts down the right side and gets pushed, stumbles, travels, and the Ravens come up empty. A great possession for Benedictine, and they were moving the ball briskly. Feel like they had the defense kind of reeling a little bit and backpedaling, and then the turnover stymies all that. Back it will go to Mount Mercy, who continues to lead, but by a single point, 60-59. Pass will go over to the left block. The running shot is off the back of the rim. High rebound is pulled down. Two players lock arms on the basketball. They tumble to the floor. The alternate possession is going to be awarded, and it will be Raven basketball. We're at 7:19 to go. 60-59, Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy in gray with blue. Benedictine in black uniforms with red and white. Vigalpa into the forecourt. He'll lay it off topside. Ahmad Lewis back in the game. So the Ravens are going basic with a three-guard kind of an offense and a couple of fours. They don't have any one of the big, big guys out there right now. You don't have Corridori. You don't have Hagan in there. Here's a feed in the middle of the left-handed layup. Up and good. Benedictine hits the shot. The crowd gets really quiet as the Ravens, for the first time since 1 minute in the game, Benedictine has taken a lead. It's 61-60. The free throw, in and out, no good. And BC is up one. 61-60 Ravens, 6:45 to play. Now back in, no room for Mount Mercy. And it's a very interesting change that Coach Moody has made here. The shot goes up from underneath the rim, and it's going to be no good. Rebound to go back down, Ravens. Benedictine runs, and this may be what they have found without the big guys. And Preston Reynolds now is going to turn it over with a little double dribble. Without the big guys on the floor, Benedictine is able to more transition the court, get the up-paced offense underway. And with Vigalpa, Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, and Parker, you have five extremely, extremely athletic and very fast players out of the court. Nobody over 6 foot, probably two. Well, I take that back. Preston Reynolds is the 6'5" point guard. But other than that, everybody about 6'2". You all play the two and the three. Here's the ball that's going to be knocked away from behind.
And now you've got Mount Mercy players coming over and talking to the officials. Anthony Horton is extending his hand saying, how you letting this happen? Well, the Raiders are just playing very good basketball. They are, Mount Mercy, not happy with the physicality and the way Benedictine has been able to work hard and diligently get themselves back into this thing. Right now, though, we're going to have free throws taken for the Stallions. The first is up and good. And there's going to be one more shot coming up. And by the way, this is a 1-1. Don't get to say that very often, only in men's college basketball. Front half was good, second half is not. And the rebound cleared down by Benedictine. We're tied at 61. The first free throw by Jakari Bradley did go in the second half, does not, and the Ravens aren't in control of the basketball. We are at 6 minutes to play, 61-61. Ahmad Lewis would dish it over to the right side, now deep into the corner to Viagafa. Ezra back out on top again to the Topeka native. He'll go into the lane. A couple of head fakes later, goes up with a shot, and the defender comes from behind it. Both of them tumble to the floor. We will have Raven free throws. 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Jakari Bradley will pick up that foul. Jakari has only two. Mount Mercy has team foul 5 now. And Benedictine will come to the free throw line. It's Ahmad Lewis. It's the first, and going to get another look at it. Ahmad, only his third point of the day. Second free throw. Get them both. He's got 4. And the Ravens are back in front now by 2. It is the largest lead that Benedictine has enjoyed today. It is 63-61. 5:48 to go. Full court pressure by the Ravens. And finally getting it across with a side-to-side pass. Mount Mercy will take it into the forecourt. 1 foot in the center circle. Point guard is going to bring it over to the top of the key. Dishes it over to Hamcheck. Now they'll feed back to the right side. Gartening into the lane. The shot is up. No, but it will say the Ravens reached in to deflect the pass and committed a personal foul. 5:27 to go in the game. The foul is going to be called on Ezra Viagafa. It is his first this afternoon. Back to the free throw line. They'll go. This one in and out, and I thought it was going to fall in, but it does not. For Aiden Yamalkowski. One more shot for the 6'4" freshman from Toddville, Iowa, and it's up and good. So he will hit one of the two. It is 63-62 Benedictine. 5:15 left. BC goes Preston, drives across, comes off on top. Bryson goes 3 wide left, and the rebound will be taken down by Mount Mercy. They've got a chance to regain the lead. The feed right, the uncontested 3, not even close. And the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Benedictine coming the other way. Are these two teams possibly getting tired a little bit with 4:50 to go in the ballgame? There's been a lot of up and down. We've seen very limited substitutions by Mount Mercy. Ravens have utilized their bench depth to a little greater extent so far here this afternoon. Maybe that's going to be part of the tale of the tale here today. Shot goes up for BC from the right side. Will not fall in for Parker. And once again, Mount Mercy coming up the floor with a chance to regain the lead. A lead they've had for almost the entire afternoon. We're down to 4:27 to play. Shot up from the right side. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Now a defender is going to reach in, and the officials quickly step in. Nobody letting go of that basketball. The officials have to separate the two athletes. They say, give us the ball. We'll take care of that. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Probably a really, really good idea by whichever coach calling that. We'll find out here. Joseph, timeout on the court. Taking a break at 4:23 to go. By the way, that timeout called by Mount Mercy. 4:23 to go in the game. Ravens 63, Stallions 62.
Acheson Auto Parts. It's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Happy to have you with us here. Care Radio, 4:20 to go. The clock's starting to roll again. The ball comes in, Mount Mercy. Long hook shot misses, but the putback off the rebound is going to be up and in. And the bucket good for Mount Mercy, and they go back in front, 64-63. And here's a shot on the other end for the Ravens, counted plus one. No more get the bucket written down, and Benedictine quickly gets to the other end of the floor. So let's back up. The basket a moment ago for Mount Mercy was by Anthony Horton. That'll be his, ninth point of the game. Benedictine on the other end. Larry Parker hits the shot, now hits the free throw. And Larry Parker, who did not score, maybe didn't even play, so was very little in the opening half. He has got 7 second-half points, and they've been big ones. Ravens go back in front this time by 2 at 66-64. 3:50 to play. The shot from underneath the rim is up and good, and we're tied at 66. Well, this game has been as good as we thought it might be. The bucket is good by Rusmir Hamcheck, and that is his first point of the second half. Can you believe that? The Ravens have held him to nothing in the second half after 15 in the first. And Parker underneath, off the window and good. Larry has exploded offensively in the second half. Ravens back up by a pair at 68-66. Skip pass over to the right side. Hamcheck tries to back in. No room for him. Dishes the ball over, and the spinning shot is going to be up and in for Horton. Anthony Horton with 2 more. Tied again now at 68. 3:05 to play. Top side is Ezra. He's going side to side. A lot of guys will do that seesaw dribble. He does it between his feet. Comes over to Bright to Belt. Braden in front of the Raven bench. Drives into the lane. No room there. Brings it back. Parker goes in. Changes hands. Laid up. Nobody gets fouled. Larry has had a huge game today. There's no two ways about it. Larry Parker III has come into the game, and he has been huge for Benedictine. He's at 9 points right now, going to be back at the free throw line in a 68-68 game. The first of 2 will not go in. One more shot coming up here for Larry Parker. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Ravens on the road. And the game is tied. The free throw is good. And BC back up again by the slimmest possible margin, 69-68. 2:40 left. And as the Stallions come into the forecourt, we get a whistle off the basketball. And the Ravens are going to be called for a foul. And again, now both teams are going to be in the bonus. In fact, this will be the last 1-1 for Mount Mercy. The front half is up. Rolls out. No good. Rebound, Benedictine. So the front half of the 1-1 is no good. And Horton misses the free throw. The Ravens are going to take it the other way. And now we're going to have a turnover in the backcourt. Back it's going to come to Mount Mercy. 2.5 minutes to play. Mount Mercy is going to have it in play on their half of the court, trailing by 1 at 69-68. Looking into the middle, looking in, and finally swinging it back over to the left side, right in front of the team bench. Taking it around the horn is going to be Pankey. Now the feed underneath, no, the follow shot is in, but a whistle, I think, occurred prior to the follow shot. And officials are going to walk over to the scorer's table. We'll let them sort this business out. 2:26 to go in the game. Foul is going to be called on the Ravens' Ahmad Lewis. It'll be his third. Probably little consequence about a third foul. More importantly, it is going to be Ryan Bartsley at the free throw line. First free throw is going to be in. The game is tied. Hartley will look over the second one, and he'll get them both, putting Mount Mercy again in front. Now 70-69. 2:26 to play. Benedictine comes up the floor with it, and Armand Lewis will go to the left side. He'll accelerate, goes into the lane, bounce pass underneath off the right side. The layup is going to be up and good by Preston, and Reynolds puts the Ravens back in front. We're going to get a timeout on the floor. Taking a break with Coach Moody and Benedictine with 2:16 left in the game. Ravens 71, Stallions 70.
Tax season is almost upon us, and it's time to start getting your tax documents in order. Farron Accounting has been serving the Atchison and Platte City areas for over 40 years. They're in the business of preparing personal, farming, and small business taxes, along with providing full payroll, bookkeeping, and accounting services. Get prepared now by giving Farron Accounting a call to set up your 2023 tax return appointment. Call 816-858-5100. Farron Accounting is your small-town tax and accounting firm. Merry Christmas and wishing all of you a successful and prosperous new year.
Benedictine in front with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the ball game. Ravens coming out of the timeout. And let's see who they bring into the game. BC only going to get a couple of days off. We're going to be on the road again next Wednesday down in Olathe at Mid-America. Ladies game at 5:30. The guys game at 7:30 from the Cook Center. We're up here in the Hennessy Center. Mount Mercy. And BC using that full timeout. Let's see who's coming on the floor. Looks like we're going to have about that same five out there, maybe. Figalpa, Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, and Parker. Here comes the Mount Mercy offense. And into the forecourt, they're going to come with the basketball. Brian Bartley will handle it top side, left-hand dribble. Works his way all the way down to the baseline. It's going to be batted away from him on the block. And picked up off the dribble by Preston Reynolds. BC with the steal. They've got the ball inside 2 minutes to play, leading by one. Ahmad Lewis working with the left hand, dribbles it to the top, changes over to the right, goes to the free throw line, pulls up 15-foot shot. That was way, way short. Not well done. And coming up with the ball on the fly, down to the left side, Mount Mercy for three. Can't hit it. Rebound tipped around, pull back down. Stallions, it's up and in, and they take the lead back. And we will get a Mount Mercy timeout after that score. Joseph, another break. Now with only a minute 35 to go. Timeout on the floor. Mount Mercy 72, Benedictine 71.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With only a minute 35 to go in the ballgame, Benedictine trailing now. 72-71 as the lead has been handed back and forth and back and forth five times in the last minute 10. Mount Mercy hitting 42% of its shots at 26 of 61. Benedictine hitting 49% of their shots at 28 of 57. I mean, the stats are close, the numbers are tight, and the scoreboard reflects exactly that. A one-point game with about a minute and a half left here this afternoon. Ravens continue to be led in scoring. I lost my page here. Here we go. No, it's not that page. Maybe it's this page. Minute 35 to go in the game. The ball is going to be put in play by Benedictine, and here come the Ravens. BC up the floor. on the left side. It's going to be LaRue. He'll knife into the lane, take it down the right side, falling away, puts a shot up, it rolls around and in. Bryson LaRue for a pair. Ravens back in front, 73-72 with a minute 15 left. Here's Mount Mercy to the free throw line, lobs it back on top. Don't think they're looking for the long shot. They're looking for something closer, something more high percentage. A's two will give the lead back to them. Starting in the side of the lane, going across underneath, and we're going to get Preston Reynolds called for a foul. So Preston will be whistled for the personal foul. And now it is going to be two free throws coming up for Mount Mercy as BC has put them in the double bonus. Ravens led in scoring by Bryson LaRue with 16. Parker and Corey Dory, 14 apiece, Belt with 10. And at the free throw line, the first shot up and good, and we are tied. One more look for Jakari Bradley. Can he put his team back in front at the free throw line? He does. And with that, it is 74-73 Mount Mercy. BC will come into the forecourt. Coach Moody looks for the timeout. We're going to take another one. So we're down to less than a minute to play. Timeout on the floor. Mount Mercy, 74, Benedictine, 73.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Kind of person who enjoys close, high competition. Games that come right down to the wire, looking at the final shot for the win or the loss. You have come to the right place this afternoon. It's Benedictine on the road today in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, with 58 seconds to go in the game. Ravens now trail by one, 74-73, and have taken a timeout. Joseph at the studio, Tom Counts with you here, and this game has gone back and forth and back and forth. Neither team since looking back to 5:48, 6:45. Neither team since 6:45 to go has led by more than two. And there was only one time when there was a two-point game. Beyond that, it has been a back-and-forth one-point game for over 5 minutes now here at the end. It is Raven basketball being put in play in front of the Benedictine bench. 58 seconds ago, 74-73. Ravens with Reynolds and Parker, Belt and Lewis and LaRue. It'll come in into the backcourt. That's going to be Bryson. LaRue starts right. And Benedictine has not looked for that long shot. Just like Mount Mercy, you look for the one that's going to give you the lead. The higher percentage shot, you take the one inside. Here's going to be Belt. He'll accelerate. Go left behind the head layup. Good, Braden Belt. Braden puts the Ravens in front with his 12th point. And we will get another timeout. We'll take another break, Joseph. We're wearing them down with 42 seconds to go in the game. It is Benedictine, 75, Mount Mercy, 74.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
With 42 seconds to go in the ballgame, just kind of wrap your head around this. For the last 16 possessions, no team has led by more than two. And in the last nine possessions, each team has scored, retaking the lead by one. Phenomenal kind of a numbers. It is the description. It is the definition of the back-and-forth ball game. And we have very little time left in this one, 42.1. Ravens back out of the court. See if they're going to bring out the same guys as Coach calling that timeout. It is going to be Reynolds and Vigatha, LaRue, Lewis, and Parker. Up with it, Mount Mercy, Bartley, and Pankey, and Hamcheck, Bradley, and Horton. There are no big guys out there for either team. 13-foot jumper, it's good for Mount Mercy. How about that? And they are going to take a timeout as Ryan Bartley. Wow. Bartley has 23 points. He had 9 at halftime. He's gotten 14 already in the second half. And I tell you what, he has been just absolutely fantastic. And Benedictine has battled back and forth with his team all afternoon long, and they are going to have a chance to win it or maybe not win it right here at the very end. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph, with 30 seconds left in the game. And Benedictine trailing now 76-75. It is remarkable that teams have been able to come down and on every possession hit a clutch shot. Think that there would be a little pressure. You think that somebody would ultimately miss one and a team would get a chance to go up by 3 or 4, but that has absolutely not happened. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is another possession where the lead changed hands on the next trip down the floor. And it's been going on like this since 3:05 to play. For the Ravens, coming into the game today at 4-9, but having won their last outing, starting off the 2024 second semester portion of the season with a W, hoping to be able to take a road win here and then go down to Mid-America, try to get a little bit of a string going, try to get some positive vibe happening for them. And a win here today would be huge toward making that happen. BC is going to stay out of the court with the same 5 guys, it looks like, and up with it will come the Ravens, down by 2. Preston Reynolds has it, top of the key, loses the handle for a minute, now knocks it over to Larry. Parker into the lane, changing hands, shot, misses, rebound, pulled down by Mount Mercy, and the Ravens are going to be forced to foul. 15 seconds to go, and finally someone blinked, and Benedictine does not score on their possession. We will see Mount Mercy come to the other end of the floor for 2 free throws. 76-75, Mount Mercy with 15 seconds left. And they will come up to the line. Jakari Bradley. I keep talking about him. This guy has been absolutely fantastic today. He'll look and shoot and score. One more shot coming up for Bradley. He is a 6'2" junior from Des Moines, Iowa. He has put his team up by 2. I like to see if he can't put him up by 3. There's a big difference between having to hit a 2 and having to hit a 3. It is on its way, and he will get them both, 78-75. Mount Mercy's been fabulous at the free throw line. Benedictine now with 10 seconds left. Down the court with it. They'll drive into the lane, dump it off underneath. The layup is up and missing. Rebound, tipped around. Mount Mercy comes down with it, and we're going to get a foul called. And Mount Mercy is going to come away with a huge win at home this afternoon. And for the Ravens, this is a heartbreaker as they battled back, got this thing even, went toe-to-toe with the home team, and they're going to come up just short this afternoon. Back on the other end of the floor. Bradley's going to step back up there again. He's perfect at the free throw line this afternoon, 4 of 4. And with 1.6 seconds remaining, he's going to have a couple of free throws with his team leading up by 3. He'll hit the first one. His team leads now by 4. Now, all of the Mount Mercy players are going to go into the backcourt. One more look at it for Jakari Bradley. It is up. It is no good. Ravens rebound. The final score this afternoon, Mount Mercy 79, Benedictine 75. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tax season is almost upon us, and it's time to start getting your tax documents in order. Farron Accounting has been serving the Atchison and Platte City areas for over 40 years. They're in the business of preparing personal, farming, and small business taxes, along with providing full payroll, bookkeeping, and accounting services. Get prepared now by giving Farron Accounting a call to set up your 2023 tax return appointment. Call 816-858-5100. Farron Accounting is your small-town tax and accounting firm. Merry Christmas and wishing all of you a successful and prosperous new year.
Recapping this afternoon's Benedictine ball game from the campus of Mount Mercy University. The Ravens drop it 79-77 in a game that came right down to the wire. It's a thrilling second half and certainly thrilling a last 7.5 to 8 minutes of a game you're going to be able to come up with. Ravens, they did, you know, almost everything right. They outshot their opponent 49% to 43%. They outshot from the outside 35-26. They were great at the free throw line. They had a few turnovers, almost even on turnovers. They out-rebounded their opponent. And yet, Benedictine comes up just short. BC was outscored by 3 points in the first half and by 1 point in the second half. And for the Ravens, now it was another big day for Bryson LaRue. This young man has been fantastic. 16 points for Bryson today. Larry Parker getting a lot of PT, probably the most he's ever had as a Raven. He got 14 today, and Gino Corridori with 14 as well. Braden Belt had a dozen. Benedictine putting up four guys in double-figure scoring. Following them, Preston Reynolds with 7, half a dozen for Hagen Hilgendorf, Ahmad Lewis, 4, Ezra Bygoffa, 2, and Noah Simmons in the ballgame, but didn't come up with any points. Leading score in the game, though, Mount Mercy's Ryan Bartley with 23. For Benedictine, the record moves down to 4-10, 3-8 in the conference. Mount Mercy goes to 4-10, and 3-7 in conference play. So for the Ravens, tough road trip. Benedictine drops 2 at Mount Mercy. I want to thank you for having joined us this afternoon until we greet you next time. For our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, Joseph, thank you very much for everything. Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.